Now, Ben, time for your news item. This is about ExoMars. We've recently seen the European Space Agency sending a probe to Mars to sniff for methane and ostensibly look for life. What's this all about?
So, yeah, the European Space Agency launched the ExoMars probe recently, and this is the latest in a series of probes to go to Mars, and it's going to look for methane, and it's going to look for methane in the sort of search for life on Mars. So this has been sort of one of the biggest scientific questions for hundreds of years, actually, and if life on Mars were discovered, it certainly would probably be one of the biggest scientific discoveries ever. Now, why methane is important is if we think about Earth, most methane on Earth is produced by living things, a process called methanogenesis. This is where, sort of imagine sort of like a swamp or somewhere like, or a rubbish tip. And there's not much oxygen. We get bacteria that are breaking down carbon-based products and they produce methane and they use this anaerobic respiration process to produce their energy. Now, methane in the atmosphere doesn't last for very long. The radiation coming from the sun in the Earth's atmosphere can generate sort of singlet oxygen. Then we get these things called hydroxyl radicals, and this breaks down methane. So atmospheric methane doesn't last very long. So if it's present, it had to have been generated reasonably recently. And a couple of probes that have been to Mars in the last 10 years or so detected presence of small amounts of methane. So there is methane in the Martian atmosphere. And then the question is, well, how did it get there? Now, there are other processes that can produce methane in the atmosphere other than living things. It can come from volcanic activity, or it can also come from the action of, again, the sort of strong sun radiation on sort of organic compounds that might have got there on meteorites or something like that. So the presence of methane doesn't suggest life in itself, but this probe has gone to look at it in more detail, and it has some instruments on that will be able to detect perhaps what other gases are present to give us an idea on the source of the methane, and also to look more specifically at the isotope composition of methane, which will again help to track down its origin.
Ben, thank you very much.